and welcome everyone as we get together for Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. Try to see a few nekudas in the parsha, maybe it's Hashem, that could help us out. One of them has to do with the mitzvah of chalitza. What does that have to do with the parsha? We learn in the parsha that when Avraham Avinu refused to be rewarded by the king of Sodom, he said, "Immichut v'atzareich now, I won't take from a string to a shoelace." And the Gemara darshens from this that in the schar of this, Klal Yisrael were given the mitzvah of chut, of chelas, of tzitzis, and tzareich now, the mitzvah of chalitza, because of the word tzareich now. We find in the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra Siman Kuf Samach Tes, the Seder Chalitza Oisnon Zayin, that there's a bracha that should be made at the time of Chalitza. The nusach of the bracha, and the Chaluk Yideus is this made with the B'Shem Malchus, but at any rate, the nusach HaBracha is, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvais HaVitzivanu, B'mitzvais V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu. The nusach of the bracha is a language with thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the commandments that we got, Shel Avraham Avinu. Clearly a reference to this week's parasha, to the parasha of mitzvah v'chukim shel Avraham Avinu. There's a kasha on this. The Chacham Tzvi, in his very first tshuva, has the shaila as follows. In a situation where a woman loses her husband and has no children, there's a mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. What happens if the woman does not plan to remarry? Either she's at an age where she doesn't plan to remarry, or in his example, she's a katlonis, she's a woman that for whatever reason cannot remarry. Is there any purpose in doing chalitza for such a woman? The cleric of the Chacham Tzvi, in yeshivish terms, is whether chalitza is a mitzvah, like lulav is a mitzvah, and we take lulav no matter what, or is chalitza a matir, something that permits a person to remarry, like get. Get is a matir, it permits a woman to remarry. There's no mitzvah to give a get. If it's a matir, then there's no reason for her to do chalitza, because she doesn't plan to remarry. The Chacham Tzvi holds that chalitza is a matir, not a mitzvah. Chacham Sofer in the Tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelek Beis Tshuva Pehei agrees with this, and they hold that chalitza is a matir and it's not a mitzvah. If it's a matir and not a mitzvah, there's a kasha. Why do we make a bracha? Why do we make a bracha as if it is a mitzvah? A big kasha on the Chacham Tzvi and Chacham Sofer. The Berachas Avraham in his Sefer on Yevamis is a very geshmaka teretz. He answers that we find in Hilcha Shechita that we make a bracha when we shecht an animal. The Taz in Hilcha Shechita says that despite the fact that the language of the bracha is Asher Kedishanu Mitzvais HaVitzivanu Al HaShechita, nevertheless, this is not a Berachas HaMitzvus. It's a Berachas HaShvach. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah of shechting. It's, so to speak, no mitzvah to shecht. A person does not need to eat meat or doesn't desire to eat meat, he would not shecht. Shechita is a matir. It allows the animal to be eaten. The Taz holds that the bracha that's made there is a berachas hashvach, a bracha of praise. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us this mitzvah, this matir, which allows us to eat meat by shechting. Says the Berachas Avraham, the same thing with the bracha on chalitza. The Chacham Tzvi of some sefer hold that it's only a matir. The bracha Ashik Nisham says b'tzivanu b'mitzvah zechukim shel Avraham Avinu is a berachas hashvach, a bracha of praise, thanking Hashem for this mitzvah. Based on this, we have a greater insight into the schar of imichut v'atzarech now. Avraham Avinu got a schar of these mitzvahs were passed down to his enikloch. These are mitzvahs that are matir. The chut, of course, allows one to wear a beged of dalet kamfes. Without it, a person would not be permitted to wear it. And nagel in yameinu, chalitza, according to this, is a matir. Now we see the godless of the schar. Otherwise, a woman who felt a yibum and didn't desire to marry her brother-in-law, would end up in Aguna. She can never remarry. Sreich Nal is a schar, it's a matir. It's something which allows, it permits the woman to remarry. And that was the schar of Avraham Avinu, not just an additional mitzvah to the Taryag. But on the contrary, the fact that it's a matir, that's a much bigger schar. It's something which permits something to be done, which otherwise could not be done. So this is a lesson in the Michut Va'ad Sreich Nal. Let's move on. We are going to learn in next week's parasha that Lot is saved from the destruction of Sodom. The Gemara asks, in what schar he was saved, and one of the Amidei answers, in the schar that he was silent when Avraham and Sarah went down to Mitzrayim and pretended that Sarah was his sister. Lot would have been rewarded by the king if he had told the truth that Sarah was Avraham's wife. In schar for being silent, Lot got schar. This week we're learning Parshas Lech Lecha. We are here in the parasha. Do we see any sort of a remez or a hint to this Maisa Toiv, this good deed that Lot did? So I would suggest that we do see a hint. And to suggest it, I'd like to review a Gra, a Vilna Gaon, on Parshas Balak, which I believe we spoke out, Parshas Balak this year or the previous year. The Gra's Yisoid is that in Hebrew, there are two words for with. Im, or Imai, or Imcha, means to be with you. Es, or Itai, Itchem, also means to be with. So that we find in the Torah, language of being with somebody, Vayelech Imai, Vayelech Itai, he went with him. We find the language both ways. We find Yishkav Ima, Yishachav Oisa. We find languages which go both ways. The Gra said, Im is a language of being with somebody with your whole soul and being, being connected to him. That's the language of Im, being with somebody. The language of S is to just be coincidentally alongside somebody, with somebody, just because you happen to be near each other. Two different Lashainis. In the case of Parshas Balak, the Gra was Medayik beautifully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam not to go with them. And then he says, do go with them. And then he gets angry when they go with them. What's going on? So the Gra is Medayik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, Loiseilech imahem, Loisaras Amki Baruch Hu. Don't go imahem. So don't go with them, with one kavana. Don't be soulmates with them. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, Im likroi lecha bo'a anashim, kum lech itam. If you'll be rewarded and paid, lech itam, you can go alongside them, no problem. But then it says, Vayokam Bilam v'yachvish esachamar, v'yelech im sarei mayav. When he actually went, he went im, he went with them in the same achshava. So this is something we discussed then. I believe at that time we discussed a number of examples. It's so meduyik here in this week's parasha. When Lot goes with Avram, or Avram as he is in the beginning of the parasha, twice we find the lashon of S. Vayelech itai Lot. Lot went with Avram. He wasn't the kavana achas with Avram. He wasn't, so to speak, a soulmate of Avram. Avram knew that Lot would not be his heir in his belief in the Bari Olam. Vayelech itai. He went along with him. The only time we find a change in this is when Avram, Sarai, and Lot leave Mitzrayim. Here it says, Vayal Avram mi Mitzrayim, hu v'ishtai v'chol asher loi, v'loit imai hanegba. There we find a change. We find the language of imai. Suddenly, Lot is somehow connected to Avram. This is a remez to this which the Gemara says. And at that point, he connected to Avram, at least on some level. And at that level, he became a Baal Madrega. And for that, he got schar later. In next week's parasha, Parshas Vayera, we're going to have the same hint in the pasuk. When Avram Avinu goes to the Akedah, it says, Vayikach eshnei na'arav itai. He took along with him shnei na'arav, Rashi says, Eliezer and Yishmael. He took two people itai with him. They were not of the same mind. They didn't know that they were going for an Akedah. They were only itai with him. Later he says to them, Shvu lachem pai im hachamar. said here, im ha-chamar, with the chamar. Chazal teach us that Avraham was deriding them. They didn't realize the kedusha of the mountain in front of them, and therefore they weren't zeichet to go there. Shvulachem pay im ha-chamar. The Gemara darshins am ha-daim el-chamar is similar to the donkey. How do you know im means similar? Im ha-chamar, as the Gemara said, im means that. It means you're somehow connected. You're im ha-chamar. So that this diuk of the Gemara, the S and the im, is meduyuk in many places. I might add in passing that the word am for a nation is different than the word goy for a nation. The Malbim writes in the Sefer Yair Oyer on synonyms that a goy is a lashon kaziyah, bodies that happen to be together. That's a goy. Not so an am. An am is people who are connected. Am Yisrael, am Hashem. An am is a nation that's connected by a common purpose, a common goal, a common God. So am is related to im. So beautiful. It means to be very connected. We might add a third example. The word for a friend is sometimes amischa, also starts with I and mem. We darshin loisainu ish es amisai, the im word, amisai, to be referring to people who are imcha b'tayro v'mitzvahs. When the Torah talks about a friend and has a commandment with the language amisai, we say it only refers to someone who is like you, also in the am Hashem, connected to you. Loisainu ish es amisai, someone who's im, who's with you in tayro v'mitzvahs. So we're reviewing this idea, the difference in itai and imai, and the fact that it fits quite beautifully here in this week's parasha. Avraham asked the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha. Here Rashi says, what was the prayer of Avraham? Let Yishmael live? Was he davening for life? Rashi says, Bi Yirasecha. He was davening that Yishmael should have Yiras Hashem. This is, once again, a raya to a discussion that we've had many times. Whether a person could daven for someone else's ruchnias, for someone else's spirituality. The Marsha in Masechtas Brachos, I believe it's Taf Dalit, says that a person can't daven for someone else's ruchnias. The person has bechira, has free will. The araya is that a person could, and this Rashi would seem to be such a raya, at least for the case of a father and a child, that a father's tefillah for the ruchnias of a child carries weight. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Mem Zayin in Hilchas Birchas HaTaira, says that when a person says Birchas HaTaira, he says, V'tzatzeinu, Kulani Yaydi Shemecha V'Lamdei Teresecha, that a person should have kavana, that his child should be Zaycha, his descendants should be Zaycha, to be Lamdei Teira, and that a person should be careful to have that type of a kavana. Whatever the Lamdis, certainly a father for a child is able to daven that way, and a person should never give up on davening for a child's ruchnias. So there's our three lessons for today, this rechnal and chalitza lesson. The imin es remes to light, and the lesson from Lu Yishmael Yechil Afanecha, that even with such a child as Yishmael, who gave him so much agmas nefesh, Avraham didn't stop davening for his ruchnias. The Rashi tells us later that ultimately the tzala was answered. Yishmael b'saif yamav did do tshuva. As usual, I would like to end with a kasha. I had one kasha in pshat, one in lamdis. I wasn't sure which one to share with you, so let me share both. In pshat, in just rereading the parasha and being mavisedra, I had a difficulty. There's a well-known pasuk near Shishi, where Avraham says, "Matitem li b'nasi ha'ilech ariri." He complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I have no descendant. And how will the Torah be passed on?" Rashi says, "Ainly Yirish." As I was being mavisedra, this disturbed me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham children twice in this week's parasha. Once in the very beginning of the parasha, where he promised him, "Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, I will make you into a great nation." Avraham will travel to Canaan based on that. And then again later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, if the light leaves his presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and promises some children to Afar Haaretz, as great as many as the sand of the earth. And it says that even Mizbeach, as I said, Al-Basura Sabanim, he was gratified that he was promised children by the Irish. It's a difficulty in Pshat. Ilamdis have a different kasha. It says in the parasha, the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and the language is Himael Yimael, a double language. The Gemara Darshan's Himael Yimael, that someone who's obligated in Bris Milah can do a Bris Milah, but a non-Jew who's not, doesn't have the mitzvah of Milah, Hamol Yimael, someone who himself has a mitzvah of Milah can do Milah for others. We exclude a guy can't do a Bris Milah, he's not kosher to do a Bris Milah. Fine. L'chaira, we should not need this pasuk, because the mitzvah of Bris Milah is on the father of a Jewish child, who himself is obviously a Jew. A guy would never have the mitzvah. To make a guy a shliach, we know ein shlichus la'akum. There is no shlichus to a non-Jew. So the question then becomes, why do I need a pasuk to exclude a guy? For what reason? To exclude a guy from Bris Milah? He can't be a shliach anyway. He can never do a Bris Milah. So this seems to be a difficulty in why we need the pasuk of Hamol Yimael. I'm sure you'll come up with the teretz. That gives you something to discuss at the Shabbos table. Hope everyone has a wonderful Shabbos, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week when we will be preparing for Parshas Vayera. A good Shabbos to all.